Us. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit series from Heartache to Joy. Oh my God, I'm talking to you guys live now after a few weeks, definitely after the, shall I even say the word, elections took place. Whoa, what a ride. What a ride. Amazing. And this is the time where, excuse me, I don't have corona, thank God, but I do have a cough. This is the time when really we were tested. We are all being tested. Tested, you know, what is our salt worth? This is what we're being tested for. Because we all talk about staying grounded when everything around you is in an upheaval and in turmoil and in chaos. This is the time where really the rubber road. So I am happy to report that all my hard work during these last few months has paid off because I stayed pretty grounded, even though there was a lot of upheaval, as can be expected. But it's still, you know, keeping your faith, doing the things. This is when in chaos. This is what Chris Atwood has always taught me. When everything around you is chaos, this is where your routine comes in extremely handy. This is where you fall back on the stuff that you know works. This is what you go back when you go back to the foundational stuff. So I've been doing that, happy to report. And, of course, I'm so happy that as the universe planned it, that the first call we were going to do after this hurricane called elections passed, that it was already pre-booked, but it was going to be our beloved Virginia Rounds Griffiths because she's been on the show many times. She's a trusted, known healer for our city, for myself, for my team. We all love and adore her, but more than that, we trust her. She's been a trusted advisor, a trusted healer for all of us and our community for many years now. And I love so many things about Virginia, but one of the things I really love about her, she's got that feminine wisdom that you only get after you have been through stuff, after you've been through experiences, and you've got that inner knowing and this beautiful laugh, this very naughty kind of mischievous laugh, which actually holds a lot of experience and wisdom. And so we are back today with a very important topic, you guys. This is more important than ever to be listening to this call today. So welcome. And what we're going to be talking about is fast and effective entity be gone. On solution, clear and protect yourself from entities in this time of negativity. We have done calls with Virginia before on the topic of entity removal and your aura protection and cleansing and all of that stuff. And they've been huge, huge hits because the results were just phenomenal. But we agreed that this time right now is more important than ever to be doing this because this is that foundational stuff that I was talking about. This so much negativity around us. There's so much fear. There's all kinds of stuff, and entities feed on this stuff. So they're having a feast out there. And we don't want to be part of their seven-course meal, so to speak. So, and I'm talking about energy-wise, guys. I did not, if anybody got any kind of visions, it must be creator, delete, cancel, not what I meant. We don't want to be giving them any energy. So we are going to be talking about some very important stuff. I'm going to ask Virginia why this is a very important time for us to be doing this. But we're all going to talk about entity cleansing for our beloved pets. Why is that so important? Negative energies from astral field and disturbed sleep. Are you having that these days? Well, you're going to be astounded to find out what's going on. Past life and ancestral entities. Believe it or not, they travel with you through lifetimes. It is amazing. Through genealogies, they can be passed on. So you probably didn't even know they were part of your inheritance, but here they are. Negative vortices and their impact on our lives. Geopathic stress and its devastating energies. Using MP3s, we travel to historic sites. We're going to talk about most of these stuff, most of these things, if not all, because we're also going to be doing a lot of interactive stuff today with our callers that are on the phone. So make sure if you want to have a chance to get your aura read by this amazing, our amazing healer and psychic, Virginia. She's going to read your aura to see if you have any entity attachments, or you can choose to get your space cleared, which is your house, your office, you know, whatever. So it's your choice. We can do that. Or your pet. So choose one and then make sure you're on the phone and then press *2 to raise your hand so that you can be in the queue. A little bit about Virginia if you haven't heard her before. In her own words, she says, I work globally with thousands of clients as a medical intuitive and an energy alchemist based in the UK in conjunction with my spirit heart team of various ascended masters and archangels, and of course through God, Source, Holy Spirit, and Mother Earth. As a medical intuitive, I scan your body, tell you what I find in clear and negative imbalances that are detected to bring harmony, balance, and well-being back to your life. As an energy alchemist, I clear and remove negative energies from your body, and I also clear houses, lands, hospitals, schools, purified water, and lots more of energy, including geopathic and telepathic stress, negative vortices, portals, parallel lives, and other entries to the thin veils between dimensions. And before I welcome Virginia, I just want to give a heads up to those of you that like persons that we only had 20 to begin with, and we opened the package up over the weekend, and some of these are already gone. So if you want to begin with Virginia, you don't want to wait till the end of the call, okay? All right. So, Virginia, my love, welcome back to the call. I'm so excited to have you with us.
No, thank you so much, Eva. It's always such a pleasure to be here and to connect with you and, of course, your heart team. And I just feel like your next-door neighbor, you know, living in your house. That's how, you know, we have such a great association, a great combination of all the energies that we work with. And I really love your authenticity. I love your vulnerability. I love the fact that you've grown so much since I've known you. You've really gone ahead and leaps and bounds. And I guess that applies to everyone who ever has come on board with your From Heartache to Joy. And I mean that with all sincerity. Not only have you helped me hugely, but I know that you've helped a lot of others, those people that are listening, your tribe, all because of this beautiful platform that you've afforded us. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for that.
I'm
really
so
looking forward
honored.
To that,
Thank
too,
you for your
to helping people.
Yes,
their,
as am I. And I want to say that it's always been an honor and a joy to serve this awesome community. And they have helped me to grow. So, yes, I've had a huge breakthrough in the last few weeks, and it's been just awesome. But really, it's because of this wonderful, beautiful community and their energy. So I want to jump right in, Virginia. Let's talk about entities and why is aura cleansing and keeping our energy protected and safe and cleared and clean so important, especially right now?
Wow. Iran, we've come through this horrific, we're going through the pandemic. I mean, it has raised the fear on this planet more than I can even try to fathom. Everyone knows we're all swimming in it. It's palpable. It's all around us. Some people out there really react very, very bizarrely, should we say it that way, because there's so much fear. And guess what entities love and what they feed on? Fear. It's as simple as that. They love their fear because then they have control, all right? Now, we also know that we've come through this horrific, as you said before, the elections. Now, that has completely changed the whole face of an awful lot of, the American election system, the way they, you know, the way they work. It's so divisive. They've had all of that negativity which has been playing out on the streets there. We also have how many countries at this moment have been having elections. That's just number one. And then number two, there's been conflict around that. You've got all the stuff happening in Africa and Azerbaijan, everywhere. So that's all about fear. That's all about in many ways, it's like the ashes. And so the phoenix is going to rise from all of this burning up and churning up that's happening right now. And it has to happen because we've got to go to a better place than we are at this moment. And it's in this moment that there's been so much negativity. And it's palpable and it's real. And, you know, when we have fearful thoughts, thoughts are real. They become thought forms and they become manifest in your auric field, right? All of those that are on this call listening, they must understand, I'm sure they do, that we have more than seven. Well, we work with the seven energy bodies for a start. And in those energy bodies, because of what happens to us during, you know, through life every day, we're getting stuff coming at us. We're fearful about finances. We're fearful about the roof over our head. We're fearful about the next meal that's going to be had by us and our children. There are many families out there suffering hugely. And this is all congregating in fear. And so those entities, they love to play in that field. And then they just take over the psyche of people. So they will manifest as bizarre behavior, manifest in anger, manifest as, well, we talked about the fear, manifest as aggression. All of those things will start to be playing out in the energy field and then becomes physical, then becomes behavioral. And you'll see it in the children as well. The children start acting bizarrely, as do the pets. Pets do the same thing. It's all because they've been controlled by the entities. And some, of course, we know some of the entities are really, really very dark, and then there's other entities that are not so dark. But all in all, they will still take their toll in our behavior in some form or other. One of the many things that I notice is when I scan through someone, well, if I'm going to do some work with someone and they have entities, straight away I'm repulsed. I have to clear them out before I can do my work, because otherwise they interfere with what I do. And another thing is they often reside in the brain. Okay, that's where I find a lot of them residing in the brain, because that's where they can take control. And yeah, we just need to understand, and that's what this package is about. It gives you the tools that you can use to stop this never-ending cycle of being caught up and being manipulated, being, what's that I'm looking for? Not only manipulated, but being overtaken by these entities. And
yeah,
we can do something about that. And that's what this package is about. It's to give you it's to give you the tools that you can, you don't have to buy into this. You can stop it and you have a way to do that. And I'll leave it like that, Iram. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I think, thank you for explaining that, Virginia. And the way I see it really simple is that, yes, the entities, in order to survive, because they can't really generate their own energy, so they feed off of the energy of other living beings, especially humans, and the energy that they love are the negative thought forms or the negative feelings, the negative emotions, the energy that they generate, that's what they're seeking. So in order to have more of that, that's when they make sure that they overtake your brain, and then they take you into more and more of anger and depression and anxiety and all of those things, so that they can get more of that energy. And it's really as simple as that. And in the process, a person's life could be completely destroyed, but they really don't care.
No. And so then, of course, you can, they also get, sorry, darling, they can also send us into addictions, right? So they would love to take
all
you over. And
that is negative. It generates more and more negative energy.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's talk about, I mean, just to tell you guys briefly, we're not going to go into details on this. I think most people on this forum are aware of this, but just for those people that don't know, a lot of times entities are behind health issues. They're behind emotional, psychological issues, relationship issues, all kinds of things. Have control of your brain, then really every aspect of your life is game. All right, so let's talk about negative energies from astral field and the connection to disturbed sleep.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a really interesting one because when I go into, I talked earlier on about the different energy bodies that we possess, and it's part of our reality. And when you, and that's the astral field, right? That's fourth energy body that we all have. And when I go into, if somebody says to me, I'm having disturbed sleep, I'm having nightmares, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, I can't go back to sleep, and I'm having negative thoughts, right? And straight away I go into that body, that energy body, and that's where I pick it up. And so what happens is the astral field is very much alive. And you hear a lot of people talking about astral traveling, because when we go to sleep at night, we leave our bodies and they go to different areas. And when usually, if we're not careful, we go into the astral field, and it has many levels. So it has the higher echelons, and then it has the lowers. And what happens is, there was a surgeon that actually wrote about this when he had a near-death experience. And as he was going over, he was being beguiled by a really wonderful spirit entity that came to him, energy. And so he went along with this one because he felt really good about it. But eventually he noticed that this one was taking him to a low place. And when he got there, he suddenly realized this was not where he wanted to be. So it was really interesting, Iran, because he just yelled out Jesus. He yelled out the name Jesus, and instantly he was taken back up. But then, of course, he came back to tell the tale. That wasn't the end of his life. So that's just one of the many, many instances. What happens is when we do go into that astral field, we get beguiled by entities there who can take you to a lower place. And then when you come back after sleep, you bring them back. This is what happens. It's really quite not marked. What I usually tell my clients the people that come to me for this is when you go to sleep at night, you make an intention. You ask Archangel Michael to take you from the dimension that you're going to sleep in at the moment, and you ask to go to the fifth dimension and beyond. That means that you completely bypass that astral field and you go to the fifth dimension and beyond, and you are not affected by those energies. And then you don't have that disturbed sleep, that bringing back of entities, and your life spiraling out of control. So that's what that astral field issue is all about there. Mm. It's really interesting.
Cool. Thank you so much. Yes, very interesting. And even though I've heard it so many times, talked about this, it's still so fascinating that there's this whole dimension that is affecting our lives, and most people actually are not aware of it. So let's talk about the effects of past life and ancestral entities.
Right.
Parallel life.
Well,
entities.
Yes, well, you know, we don't realize, you know, the wonder of it all is, Iran, we think and we feel, well, we think only that which is happening in this present lifetime is affecting us. But there are so many other parts to us. We're such complex creatures. So we are bringing in our past life issues that need to be cleared in this life. This is what happens. As we're incarnating, we're taking through into each one of those incarnations the energies or the incidents that have to be cleared. And we will take this over and over until such time as those energies have been cleared from our energy matrix and our souls. So we're bringing in entities that we have had contracts with, that we've made vows with, that we've, done commitments with. And even, we don't even know that we're doing this. We don't even know that we're bringing them forward. And perhaps, again, with the ancestral, we're looking at entities that have been part of our grandfathers, maybe, lives. You know, they manifested by the grandfather, but then it became more karmic. And so, and also, again, it's connected into vows, into oaths, into handshakes. I mean, simple things like that, that they may have made back in some time, brings these issues forward. And this is what we inherit in this lifetime. I know that a lot of the ethnic peoples understand what I'm talking about, because they know that these energies are coming through because of curses, because of all of that type of thing, that they come into this lifetime, and we inherit it from them, you know, rightly or wrongly, just like we inherit a lot of health issues, a lot of emotional issues. We're bringing that in from those lives, from either our own past lives and or our ancestral. And it's really, really interesting, because as soon as we clear that, as soon as that comes up, and you know this because of patterns, if a pattern keeps repeating itself all the time, you go, something's not right here. So you become aware, and in that awareness, then it can be cleared. So, yeah, that's ancestral and also past life issues of how we bring those into this life. And the really interesting thing about past life issues is it will manifest really strongly for you in some way to make you sit up and take notice. So I'm just going to give a story here, Imam, about myself. When I was going back about 10 years now, and I was out of the blue, and this is what happens. Something will come at you from out of the blue for no reason at all, when you're least expecting it. Out of the blue, I had this most awful pain in my arms, my legs, my torso. It felt like my nerves were crawling. All the nerves in my body were crawling, and it was painful. And, of course, the doctors didn't know what to do with this. They didn't understand what it was. So my sister at the time, she said to me, let's go and have a look at this woman who does past life issues. Now, I didn't know what I know now, basically. I'm going back more than 10 years, I beg your pardon. Long story short, we went to this lady, and the very first thing I saw was I was in an Egyptian tomb, and I'm entombed. I've been buried alive. So I have done something that really must have annoyed the authorities, because they were burying me alive. And I must have been a personage of some kind of standing in the community. And the very first thing I see are my hands, and my hands are skin and bone, virtually skin and bone. So everything has just dried up, and I'm dying from this being buried alive. But the thing that really, really was most prominent for me was when I looked down around me, and there were all these other poor people who had been my servants. And they were subject to the same thing. They were being buried with me alive. And that was the thing that really, really touched my soul, that I was responsible for these people and their demise, and from whatever it is that I did, this causes. And the interesting thing, though, Iran, was that as soon as that had been seen, it was cleared, just like that. It was gone. The pain no longer was part of my reality. Yeah. And so these are the types of things that happen to us, and that's why they come into this lifetime to be seen. But I was really lucky, because my sister at the time, she said, let's go try this past life stuff and see, you know, what can happen. It may be one of those. And sure enough, she hit it right on the head. And that's why I know now, as soon as anyone has an issue that comes at them from out of nowhere, and it's really interesting, because it may happen when you're 45, it may happen when you're 30, or when you're 60, because that's the time it happened to you back when the original incident happened, and it's now being brought up at this age for you to clear it. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting, and what a remarkable story. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh,
wow.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So if you're going through something where it suddenly started to happen in your life, makes no rhyme or reason, well, you might want to have that checked and looked into, because it could be connected to something like what Virginia was talking about. So what kind of effect do these negative vortices have on our life, Virginia?
Well, they usually are entries for entities and negative energies. I mean, there can be some.
And where are they? Where are these negative vortices?
Anyway, they can be anywhere. It just depends on, and a lot of times it's to do with where massacres have occurred. It can have to do with where history has not. I wouldn't be surprised if there are some of those in Madagascar and those places where the slaves were put on ships and sent out. You imagine the kind of energy that those poor people endured. And so all of that angst and energy is still stuck in that place. It doesn't go anywhere unless it's cleared out, Iran. This is the thing. And this is the thing, too, about historical places. Anything where there's been a massacre or evil has been perpetrated on the people, it will hold that energy in the ground. It will hold that energy in the buildings. It's just, that's how it manifests. But the thing is, we don't even understand this unless we go to a place and we feel, you know, we don't feel right. We feel an energy that needs to be cleared. And I had a lady in Virginia, and she knew that something wasn't right with her place. And she'd had many other healers like me looking at it and clearing the energies. And then I said to her, look, and I was, it perplexed me as well. So I think on our second go, I said to her, I'm getting here that there are two vortices in this house, and they both connect back to the time of American Indian and the massacre of some American Indians there. And she said, oh my gosh, you're right. So we closed those vortices, okay? So we closed them up.
Whoa,
and then the energy changed. It completely cleared, because then I, you know, asked my guys to completely clear the whole place again. So that's what can happen. These vortices can also go all the way down into the earth, and they can release some not very nice energies from there as well. All right? So
I can tell you, Virginia, way back when I had just gotten, in my second marriage, I had just gotten married, and my then husband decided, instead of just going for a honeymoon, we would take our daughter with us, my daughter with us, and we went to New York and we went to Alcatraz. And I remember, because this is way before I was introduced to energy healing or any of that stuff, right? I still remember I was fine, I was happy, I was chirpy, I got there. And, oh, my God, I still remember. I got physically sick. I had no clue what was going on. I didn't know I was so sensitive to energy at that time. And I just kept telling him, I just kept saying to him, I can't be here. And I could just sense this wicked, violent energy there. It was malevolent, very malevolent. And I just kept saying, I just feel like, somebody's lurking here who's going to hurt us. And he was laughing. He's like, oh, you're just, you know, you just know it's Alcatraz, so you think it's, I'm like, no,
all in your mind.
And now I understand. Yeah, now I understand what it was. And my daughter also, Natasha, is very sensitive to energy. She was like 4 or 5 at that time. She was ill too after that.
Not surprising. You know, that brings to mind, Yvonne, that last summer, not this one, summer before, when we were all normal, my daughter and I, we went to what is known as Highclere Castle, which is where Downton Abbey was filmed, you know, and all to do around that Downton Abbey TV series. Now, what people don't understand is down inside the, what would have been dungeons, I suppose, but down in the bowels of that building are because that belonged to the Duke, oh gosh, what was his name? Oh, can't remember. He was the one that funded the uncovery of Tutankhamun, right? And he was from the order. I can't remember his name. Yeah, and so guess what they've got in that place, which they use as a museum? All of the artifacts that came from Egypt have been brought to that place. Well, you know, I'm merrily going along there, really looking forward to going in, because you had to wait your turn, you know.
So this was George Edward Stanhope, is that correct? The Earl, the fifth Earl of
Carnarvon? Yes, yeah, Carnarvon.
Carnarvon, okay.
That's it, exactly. So, you know, there's a beautiful home, everything's absolutely exquisite in it, as you know, those homes can be. And I, when as soon as we come into the energy of those artifacts, I'm just about beside myself. I can't stand the energy. I'm sick. I want to double over from the negativity of it. So I had to just say, look, as much as I want to see this, I'm out of here. I had to go. My husband came up, and my daughter was exactly the same. Isn't that interesting? Because she's very, very sensitive to these things, very sensitive, even more than me. She can actually feel them in people, right? She can, when somebody's got them, mm-hmm. she can feel it. And she tells me, oh, Mommy, can you get clear, clear? This is topical. But that was just horrific. I will never forget that. So I just went out and sat outside until they came out to meet me, my husband. And that just shows you, people, that there are those energies are still, it was brought all the way from Egypt, but the energy was, they were in the artifacts, right? So energy is real, and negative energy is really real.
And by the way, those people, excuse me, that are very fascinated by Egypt and all this stuff from Egypt, keep in mind these pharaohs were very ruthless people. They were very, very ruthless, and they enslaved a lot of people. Yeah, there was a lot of evil that happened at that time.
Absolutely.
So killing babies and all kinds of stuff. All right, so I want to go ahead and start working with callers because that's so much fun to actually see what kind of stuff shows up and what kind of changes they can expect. So I'm going to unmute Sharon. I'm going to read her question to you because she sent her question and she's on the phone. But before we do that, I want to ask you a question, Virginia.
Yes.
What kind of results can people expect? I know you've had all kinds of amazing situations and amazing results. Share with us just a few where you cleared the energies, whether it was in the space or in them or pet, whatever, and what kind of change took place then?
Well, straight away they know they feel lighter. They feel a burden being lifted from them. They feel less constrained. They just know. I mean, there was this Emma Louise, she just posted on From Highlight to Joy. She says, I played the Home and Environment MP3. It's amazing. I felt such huge shifts already. Now, people know. They can just feel the energy just change to that of a positive energy.
Yes.
And the beautiful thing, too, is like with children, because children get entities. And, you know, because of their behavior, you know, they're not behaving well. So you know something's not right. But the children, their energy changes and they become more loving, right?
Yes.
Same thing
yes.
happens with pets.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pets as well.
Yeah,
I know even people
that got an entity attachment and they took on the personality of that entity and it wasn't their personality as well. And as soon as the entity was removed, they were back to normal. Even a person who suddenly took up smoking and was smoking, I don't know how many packs a day, and as soon as the entity was removed, there was just nothing. It's like, oh, I don't like to smoke at all. Why was I smoking? That was very interesting. So all kinds of stuff. Yeah. What about in relationships? Because I know entities love to mess up relationships.
Yes, they do. What I normally do is, because you know you can't force a person to be in a harmonious relationship if they don't want to be, right? So by using these MP3s, it clears those entities out from that person, and then you'll see a different person emerge. So now then the harmony comes back between the two. So that's what happens in relationships. In the house, it's just amazing. Everything seems to get calmer, right? Everything gets less drama, and becomes more harmonious. Simple as that. And that's what we want, isn't it? We want harmony in the house. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so here's Sharon's question. She said, I'm an empath. I'm also a healthcare worker, and I work at a hospital. I've been told that there are a lot of negative souls at the hospital I work because they have not passed over, and they often attach to me. I often feel negative or anxious for no apparent reason. I have worked with Virginia before, and she's helped me with this, and I am on the phone with area code 202. I think this is you. I don't see a caller ID, but it's... unmuted now.
Hello.
Hi. Is that you, Sharon?
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. You're welcome.
Wow. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Virginia. Hi again. How are you? I bought one of your packages before.
Sure. Did you buy the entity one at all?
No, not this one. It was a previous package, but okay, you did help me with the entity that you saw in my brain. So
sure,
I was also told about a past a spell that my mother was under, and you know, I know that's passed on. And I'm noticing
yes.
some changes in my son after playing these violent video games. So I just wanted to know if you could see anything or.
Yeah, so those violent video games, I mean, that's just setting up the young people to, they don't even understand what's happening. They're taking on all this negative energy because it's in the negative thought forms and they're attracting. It's literally the law of attraction in action. When you have a negative thought form, you're like a beacon to entities and they come, let's go in there and start a list that they can do. So Sharon, when I'm clearing your energy right now, yes, Donna, and I can see that you have entities now. And I have to say this, hospitals are one of the worst places, well, the worst places for entities, right? It's where they know that they can go because people are so vulnerable. And they just go, ding, ding, and remind me to say this later on, Iran. So what they do is they infiltrate, you're right, and you're bringing them home. I had the lady in Ireland. And she was depleted, totally depleted. She had to just lay down on her couch for 2 to 3 hours after she got home in the afternoon because she could not function with these entities in her, these energies. And so we did a big, big job with her. And I can just say today she's in a wonderful place. But in your case, my dear, yeah, I can see that through there. And also, now, the other thing is you need ground, all right? Sharon, you must ground, because if you don't ground, you become more of a beacon for them. You think about this. If you're not fully in your body, you're halfway out or you're fully out. A lot of people are fully out of their bodies. And what happens is that energy part of you is taking on the brunt of everyone else's angst and all the negative energies
right.
around. And that's why it's worse for you. So if you don't ground, you're going to be subject to that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I would definitely... if you can still, get package B, because that will be one to work with me, and then I'll show you how to do the grounding process as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All the rest, Donna. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And by the way, guys, I know from experience, and Virginia, you can talk more about it, when she's working with someone and she detects any kind of energy, her voice does change, but and she sounds like she's in pain, but she's not, right, Virginia? You're not actually in physical pain.
No, it just
we just
want to
make sure because we don't want
yeah.
you to be. Yeah, we just don't want you to be in pain. So I just want to tell everybody that. All
Thank
right,
you.
So pick a number for me, please, between 1 and 30, and I'll unmute that person.
Ooh, let me get it for number 7.
Number 7, 312 area code. You are on.
Oh, I think it's me, Shannon.
Hello, Shannon. Glad to meet you today, Donna. Yep. Can
nice
you hear me?
Me too. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to just get an aura check and.
All right. So, Shannon, I'm looking in your. I'm scanning through you now, and you definitely got entities attached. Are you aware of that?
I'm sorry. What? What was that?
Sorry, Donna. Let me just. I'm just getting my voice back. Are you aware that you have entities attached?
No, I'm not.
Have you suspected?
Yes, I guess so, just because I can't seem to shake certain things.
Yeah. So you've definitely got entities there, and then I'm looking at your environment. So the house or the apartment that you're living in is also full of entities that need to be cleared, negative energies.
Okay. Yes, I'm in an apartment.
Okay, so that's not surprising. And then I'm just going to have a look underneath. Unfortunately, there's no geopathic stress showing, which is a plus. So I would definitely get package A if you can, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's move on. Let's pick another number.
Let's go to number 2.
Number 2 is area code 717. You are on.
Hi, this is Fyra.
Hi. Is there anything in particular that you feel that is happening in your field or in your life at the moment that needs some looking at?
Yes, I would like you to check four entities, please.
I'm not picking up any entities here, Donna. Okay?
Awesome. Is there anything that you can clear out of my field?
I'm just looking at your thought forms. Your thought forms are good. Just having a look at your house, the house or the apartment you're living in needs some help. All right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who else lives there? I can hear an animal. Who else lives there with you?
Oh, I have three big dogs and a little dog and a cat.
Okay, your animals, something's happening here because your animals are taking them from you. This is what animals do. They will, to help their owner, they will take on entities. Interesting, isn't it?
It is. Are you able to clear that for my animal?
I can clear anything at all, yes. So we'll just ask for them to clear those out of your energy field now. Their energy field, sorry. That'll be interesting to see how they behave after. That's if you've found any kind of bizarre behavior at all. Okay, that's all done, Dawn. Thank you.
Thank you.
All your animals, you're welcome. Thank you. And congratulations to you for having a clear energy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Awesome.
Bye.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. So do we need to talk more about pets? Because I didn't cover that question yet. You kind of already did, that they take on the entities of the owners in order to protect them.
Yes. And, you know, usually you can tell because their behavior is bizarre, right? They get angsty, they scratch, they bite, and they show their claws. So that's very much an understanding that the animal, there's something not right to the animal. And I don't know, you know, I've seen this happen before, and I've seen how they become, and it's really, really bizarre. But they do. They take on the entities first, and, of course, you know, only take on so much, and then it overflows and goes towards the owner,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
So I have a very good question on the webcast. Debbie says, I've purchased this current package and I'm interested in knowing if you can use these clearings on a family member who lives in your home who doesn't believe in this sort of thing. Do you have to have their permission?
No, you just go for it, girl. That's all I can say.
Good.
And that's
is a favor. You're helping them. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't have to know anything. All you're doing is you're setting it up because you love them, right? They're part of your energy system, they're part of your family. And so when you play that, and you can play that quietly, they don't even have to hear it. The vibration and the frequency is going out and clearing everybody. Intend that it clears everyone in the house. And that will make your life a lot more harmonious. Well done.
Beautiful. All right. So let's pick another number, please.
Sure. Let's go to number 12. Thank you. Oof.
You're welcome. Number 12, 561. I'm going to unmute you in a second. Now, those of you that are sending scan requests on the webcast, please know that you have to be on the phone. And then I'll unmute you. And then if you can't be on the phone, just know we are going to send your questions as long as they have an email, which almost all the questions have email addresses attached. We will send those to Virginia after the call and she can send an email response to you. All right, 561 area code, you are unmuted now.
Hello? Is this me?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi, Era. Hi, Virginia. This is Martine.
Hi, Martine.
Hi. Yes, I am listening to the call, and it's very interesting because I work in the mental health field.
Ooh.
I always deal with people with schizophrenia, all kind of people.
Yeah.
And sometimes it looks like I take those energy home. Like last week I couldn't sleep and I had to have someone clear an entity for me. So I'm wondering if I am still clear or do I still need work to be done?
Need work, sweetheart. You still need work. As soon as I picked the number, I picked it up straight away. Okay? Then that's what happens.
Oh,
as soon as I come into your energy field, I know. So you're definitely needing work to be done more. Your house needs to be cleared, all right? And you're working in a very, very vulnerable career. And these energies, they will connect into you. There's no doubt about it. You see, you're trying to do good for the other, for those people, right? So guess what they're trying to do? Shut you down, okay? They don't want you to do this. So I'm just going to clear you now. Okay, I'm just going to clear you now. Oh.
Okay.
Can we let you know just right there? There's quite a lot of them in there, girl. Okay.
Wow.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Yeah. I kind of feel the relief of something.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Now, once you, I would, if I were you, I would definitely buy the package, okay? Because you need this for your ongoing well-being, all right? You cannot keep taking this. Yes, okay, package A is fine. Yeah, you can do package B if you want to have a session with me. Great, but you need to do this for your ongoing sanity and well-being.
Yeah, because sometimes in the house, I always feel something dropping on my head. I'm like, okay, what's going on? And my head always my trouble with scratching. So how? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I can imagine that place that you're working in is really, really dire. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah.
So all the best with that, my dear. Okay. And I hope that you're feeling a lot better now than when your energy has changed. Yeah. Since you came on.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
appreciate beautiful.
It.
Awesome.
All right. All the best.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's talk a little bit, because you also, in this package, is a lot of help for geopathic stress and its devastating energies on our lives. Let's talk a little bit about that, Virginia, please, and especially what you have found when you work with people.
Geopathic stress, so amazing. And, you know, it's, again, because we can't see these things, Iran, we don't even understand that they're actually playing out and not very good ways in our lives. So many things that are going, EMF, you know, this geopathic stress.
I've seen kinds of documentaries, Virginia, where they have actual scientific tools to measure these. And it's without a doubt, they are very harmful. And they said that, you know, they can cause all kinds of very serious medical issues, but they can actually be measured. And the beauty with you is you can scan and you can measure it just as accurately remotely.
Yes, I
can. And it's not thousands of dollars like it is with other stuff.
No. And my my team, I mean, they're the ones that do the work, of course. I always give credit to them because I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm here to help on the ground and they're the ones that work through me to help.
I love
others.
That.
And so geopathic stress, it can be a multitude of things. Basically, sometimes it can be underground streams that have carry negativity. All right. You know, as I'm starting to go straight away since I start talking about it. So underground streams are one of the reasons why. Another reason is when ley lines are not crossing properly. Now, for people to know ley lines, these are the like the meridian lines in Mother Earth. Okay, so they're everywhere. There's like a grid of them. And sometimes if they don't cross in the right way, they will cause an issue. And, of course, then there's another one which is very prominent, and that's where it's like the Andreas Fault, Iran, which is the earthquake belt, right, through California. So that's another area where geopathic stress can be set up. And I'm not talking just necessarily there. I'm talking other places. So, for instance, when I was in Ireland, Ireland is a very waterlogged country. And there was only one place that I found when I was working with clients there that had no geopathic stress on the house. One from hundreds, okay, because of the water and the stagnant water underneath the ground in Ireland. And it was really funny because the girls, or the people that I worked with, they would say to me, you know, my grandfather told me, don't build a house on that thing because the energy's not good there. She said, and I didn't realize what it is that he was talking about. She said, but now that you've come to tell me that, now I understand why. Because the old people knew these things. We've lost the art of knowing. So it's really fantastic that, you know, they're, especially Ireland, they're so psychic, and they have these amazing abilities, the Irish people, to connect into all of those energies. So geopathic stress, I'll give you the story about my, where I was living. I was living with my daughter, and the house next door, the man, beautiful soul that he was, he died from emphysema and cancer of the lung. Then there was a one across the way from him. He also died from cancer of the prostate. The one behind him, they was all in one row, these houses. The one behind the lady there, she died from cancer. And interestingly, the lady who had been in the house in the front came to live in the house where my daughter was, and she ended up by dying of cancer. And when I thought, this is odd. And so when I scanned, and sure enough, there was geopathic stress all in a row where all those houses were. And it was aha. And I found this out because his wife, who was a beautiful lady from India, she was telling me about, you know, him dying from cancer. And then she had been there a long time, so she knew all the people that had lived there, and she knew who had died. And sure enough, there was geopathic stress under that, a whole of the, all the house, those rows, the houses down that row. So I cleared it all out because, you know, it wasn't going to be doing anybody any good because of their health issues that they were all suffering. And because I could, and it was just a nice thing to do, I thought, just clear out all those energies for the future generations to come so that they don't have to be subject to this geopathic stress. So it's really, really interesting. People have, say for instance, if you're laying in the part of the bed where you lie, you may imagine it, 8 hours a day, you're lying in that place, and you've got a geopathic stress line going through there. And it's interesting because, say, for instance, it's where the heart area is, the heart will be affected. If it's where the prostate, you know, that area where the sacrum area is, guess what? You'll get cancer of the prostate or cancer in the ovaries or some such thing. It's just fascinating how people, that because of, as you said, Iran, they have scientifically proven this to be so, and they've seen where people have lain in the bed and where the lines come through and how it's affected those people and how they've been connected to the health energies that they have. Interesting thing is, cats love geopathic stress. They like that area where the geopathic stress comes from. And another way to detect it in your home is to see where ants gather. So you might have a lot of ants around your house, either inside or outside, and you watch where they trail, and they'll go along a trail, and that's where the geopathic stress is, on that trail. And another thing is the grass, the hedges, or the trees are not growing healthily in a certain area. Bingo, that is geopathic stress. And then if you see cracks in your wall, you know that there's geopathic stress has happened there too. So, yeah, so much Iran that is connected to geopathic stress. I think that of the clients that I've had, which, you know, are thousands now, I think probably 90% of them, maybe 95%, have geopathic stress underneath their homes, which is telling you something about their health issues, which is what they come to see me for. Make sense?
Yeah, thank you so much for explaining that so well. We have tons of questions on the webcast regarding this. Like I said, you guys, this is a great opportunity for you to actually get all your questions answered while you're getting these entities and these energies cleared. It is so vitally important as the world is shifting and turning. And yes, it feels like a lot of chaos and turmoil, but that is how really big change looks like. That's how it looks like while it's happening. And then it's going to be, and then it's going to be crystal clear once we're through it. But in order to get through it with calm and ease and really make it through and not get sucked into the negative aspect of change, which also happens, let's make sure that our energies are pristine and we are fully in our own power, not being controlled by anything else, putting thoughts and thought forms in our head. So let's go ahead and look at Virginia's offer.
Yeah, indeed. Very, very important stuff. I can tell you guys, this whole year, I've been getting very, very regular energy scans and entity clearings and checkups. And I can tell you, yes, even though in the past, it was very difficult for an entity to attach to me simply because of the sheer amount of energy work that I got and all the protection I did. But it's been happening this year big time and even the last part of 2019. So, yes, sometimes I do have an entity and I have to get it removed. And you have to get it removed, you know, majority of times, unless you keep your energy extremely clean and high vibration. All right, so, and nothing wrong if you have it, by the way. It's okay. It's not your fault. That's why you're on this call, and this is, in a way, universe sending you help that you need to deserve, you deserve to get this removed. All right, so the link is orderjoy2020.com/protection. orderjoy2020.com/protection, or just press the special offer link and it'll take you to this page where we have fast and effective entity be gone solution. Clear and protect yourself from entities in this time of negativity. So we have package A and B, and if Virginia, if you can play, please describe this. This would be great, both of these.
Indeed, sure. Please. So the package A has the entity and the implant clearings, and this is really, really important. And this is the one that I really can't stress enough, to play it morning and night, all right? Play it in the morning, play it at night. If you want to have a clear vessel and have an absolute pristine energy. Now, once you've got that over and done with, say, for the first week, then you can just play it in the evening, because you've, you know, during the day you've done all this stuff and you're getting all these energies, and then at nighttime you just play that in the evening. And when you do so, you make sure that you are intended to work with everybody else in the house, right? And it also will clear out all of your energy bodies. It will also help you to repair the auric shield. Remember, when something infiltrates your auric shield and becomes an energy attachment, that means it's leaving holes and tears. All right, so those need to be repaired. Otherwise, they will just come in and out willy-nilly, and they'll just have body in there. All right, so that's not what you want to do. That's the beauty of this one. It's most important, and it also will do implant clearing as well. Now, the second MP3 is about clearing your house, the fixtures and fittings. These are really important, because remember we were talking earlier on about the historic sites and how they hold energy? Well, exactly the same in your house. So if you're living in a house that's been, you've been there 30, 40 years, I can almost guarantee that you don't do any of this kind of clearing. So you need to do this with, and it clears the fixtures and fittings. The land that you're on, perhaps the land outside can be cleared. The building, no matter if it's a condominium or an apartment, that helps to clear the building. And your car. Do you know how much of those little devils get in the car and go home with you whenever you go anywhere? Because they do. They infiltrate your car. The next one is all about pet clearing. Anything to do with pets are covered with this particular MP3. And then we spoke earlier on about the astral field and disturbed sleep, and how we need to go from this dimension where you go to sleep to the fifth dimension and beyond. And don't forget to please ask Archangel Michael that when you go to sleep at night time, for those people who are having disturbed sleep. Right? Then we talked about the past past life entities and our ancestral entities that come in with us, and we inherit them. You know, we don't even know that we're inheriting them, but we are. So that's to target those two particular parts. And for me, when I do clearing, I always clear on the present life, I clear on the past life, and I clear on the ancestral. And it's amazing how much we've brought in into those three aspects of our lives. The next one is all about clearing the negative vortices, of course, which is really important. So basically it clears the negativity and then it puts a cap on it, so it stops it from staying open. And that's what that does, that particular MP3. Geopathic stress, again, it will clear the negative energy underneath the house and then it'll, my team cap it, right, so that it no longer, it's really fascinating because I'm going back in my mind now to the place that I remember very well that had a lot of geopathic stress in Ireland. I'm scanning underneath the ground now, and it's clear, still clear to this day, and that was 5 years ago, yeah? Now we're going to have a group call, which is all about the entities and any questions and answers that you may have to do with this very subject that we're speaking about. And then we'll have, I'm going to put everyone's names on a 90-day remote healing list. And every Monday morning, starting from the 7th of December, you will get downloading healing from my team. And remember, my team work in conjunction with yours. Nothing is separate. So your team know full well what it is that you're needing. And so my team will be in synchronicity with them for this healing. And then you've been given a lovely MP3 called the Triple Heart Clearing of Entities and Meditation. So that's an add-on to what you already have, you know, with all the other MP3s. And then you have a one-to-one session with me to do, you know, to go deeper, to find out more that may be going on in your life. And also, it's a good time for you to learn how to do some grounding and how to do some decoding and all of that stuff that pertains to your energy field. So I kind of went through that fairly fast, Iran. Is that okay?
That is perfect. Thank you. If there are any questions, you guys can send them through the webcast. We'll make sure that they're addressed.
Yes,
and we want to do some more one-on-one work. So, all right, can Virginia clear curses on lineage and properties? Everything goes wrong at my house, not my neighbors, even during weather events.
I have been noticing so, yes.
That is so humble. I love that I've been known to do that. Yes, she can do that very well. Ashley said, hi, dear Virginia and Iram. I have purchased two of Virginia's amazing packages in the past and worked with her and most interested in the entity space clearing. I own a condo, so I have a closed shared community I live with. We have a lot of contractors coming into the building on a regular basis and many break-ins. And I do have two cats. So, yes, Ashley, I would really, really encourage you to get package B if it is still available because we had only 20 spots.
I can feel it now, Iram. I can see her place right now. I'm scanning through it now as she's talking, and it's definitely needing to help. But when people come in and go, you know, they're bringing in their own negative energies from elsewhere. So she just definitely needs to get some help there. Oof. Disconnect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And by the way, guys, if you're sending your number in the webcast with a question, make sure you also raise your hand by pressing *2 because there are a lot of callers on the line and it's very difficult to go to the entire call line. So you have to make sure that you press *2 as well as if you give the number. Make sure you press *2 also because I cannot find you in this huge lineup. All right, so let's go ahead and just pick a number, and I'll unmute that caller. Can you give me a number, please, Virginia?
Sure. We'll go to number one. Thank you.
You're welcome. Number one is 727 area code.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who's
this? Hi. This is Marlena. Wow. Since I bought this home here, wow, there's been a lot of, you know, energy. And they would sneak up behind me. And, you know, I could feel it. So I would, like, basically tell them to go away, and they would. Had the house cleared 4 times. And it's just been, like, finances dwindling, health mm-hmm. dwindling, relationships are disappearing.
Marlena, I don't know whether you can hear me here. I'm groaning. Because I can feel the energies. They really are horrific. not only in your field, but also as I'm scanning through the house. Is it an old home at all, Marlena?
Is it what?
An old home.
Yeah, 73. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of energies in there that need to be cleared. Excuse me. I'm looking at, oh my goodness, this geopathic stress underneath the house. It's quite strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness me.
Yeah, on the very back end, when I came in, when I moved in, I went in towards the back of the house in the back bedroom. I closed the door. I said someone was sick in here, and I was right.
There's a vortex in there, Donna. Okay, there's a vortex in there. You've got the whole whammy, basically, in your... And the where they like to go to is up in the attic. So they're in the attic. Does the place have a basement? Oh.
No, this home is just like a modular. And
okay. Up in the top is where they like to go, okay? That's where they gather. And especially
the
when they... just under the eaves, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you're feeling now.
I know, I'm feeling cold air.
What does that mean to you?
Like a cold peppermint patty. Wow. I don't know, it's like they're moving somewhere. They're going, you know what I mean? I don't like it.
A
long time, I was on fire in here, like as if someone took a blowtorch inside my body. And nobody could figure it out. And I said, well, I'm going to figure it out. And I used copper. And it diminished. So, but I think like a session...
I would definitely have a, if you can, have the session and or buy the package A, because you need help, okay? This is pretty dire in this house. There's been some energies in there that have not been good in that house, all right?
Right. I can tell you that. I won't even explain it, but I also have an apartment attached to the back, and, you know, everyone who moved in there was, you know, addicted to alcohol or drugs.
Oh.
All right, and now the last guy who moved in here, he's in there now. He's very handy, but he also, even though I told him, is drinking in there now. I'm like, and he's not working.
Use your
MP3s,
honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After you get your session, make sure you use the MP3s.
Okay.
Actually,
so
honey,
I
you should have to move
by
on,
that
sweetheart. Go ahead.
So what?
Should I play him down by that end of the house? When I get my MP3, should I play them down that end of the house?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Put them in that back bedroom then. It's
up
to him.
Beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
And, and the good thing is you can get your MP3s as soon as you're done with the purchase. You'll get an automatic link with the, you know, in the automatic email, you'll get the download link. So you can start using them right away.
Okay, awesome. Because I have to go out of my house to do my energy work. That's sick. All right. Thank you so much, lady.
Yeah, you deserve to. Yeah, you need to claim your space. You're welcome, sweetheart. Claim your space and don't let anyone, any energy enter that. That's your space. I want to read this comment, which is from Anna. If you guys are wondering, maybe they're already sold out. I don't know if they are and you're wondering, or you can't afford to buy package B and you're wondering if package A will do it for you. Yes, it absolutely will. This is a comment from Anna who got this package earlier. She said, blessings, Irem and Virginia. I just wanted to say I play these MP3s on loop all day, every day, and these have been a godsend for sure. I had my laptop in the shop. And for those 2 weeks, they were not playing. And, boy, did I get attacked, especially since I was in the hospital for a few days at that time with my dad. And thank goodness, Virginia then came to my rescue and was able to remove them. And when I got my laptop back, I've been playing them on a loop again, and they make me feel much clearer and safer. Thank you, Virginia, for your continued service to humanity. I appreciate you so much. And much love from Anna from Canada. Hugs. Please, friends, and she says, please, friends, get this package. If you don't have it, you will not regret having these easy tools to keep clear and especially to stay safe. Yes, very, very good advice. Anna, thank you for sharing your feedback.
Awesome.
She's so sweet. So sweet, isn't she? Beautiful. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
You're absolutely honey. And I didn't even have to pay her for that either.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. And, okay, I want to read this comment question from Valerie, which is a very important one. She said, hello, why do the clearings and releasings of entities not seem to be permanent? It appears that they return after being released. Why and what can be done about this? Love and light,
okay.
Valerie.
Fabulous question. So good. Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. Okay, so the reason why is because of our thought forms. We've talked about thought forms before. Thought forms are real. And it's literally the law of attraction and action. When you have negative thought forms, and guess what? You're human. And guess what? You have negative thought forms about anything or everything, anyone. So what happens is those negative thought forms become real and they're actually tangible. They're in your auric field. When you have those negative thought forms, they are attracting. Remember, they talk about whatever you put your attention to, you attract to you, you focus, you bring it to you. That's exactly the same thing. Your thought forms are creating your reality. So if you continue to have negative thought forms, you're going to continue bringing these things in. That is why these tools will help to clear them out when you do. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Simple.
And, you know, I said earlier that I got a lot of energy work and I did a lot of protection work, kept my energy high. So for years, I didn't have any issue with entity attachment. And, you know, last year and this year have just been so wacky. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I also went through some pretty heavy-duty stuff, which caused me to go into negative energy, which it caused me to, you know, I felt depressed. I felt down. And then, of course, now the door was open. So there you go.
Yeah. Emotions have
played
a big part.
Another thing that I did, which I should say I regret, but I really don't, because it's a learning experience, and once you've learned your lesson, you don't repeat it. I was really fascinated by this whole plant medicine thing, right, 2-3 years ago. And that's what I played with, especially with mushrooms. And I was doing it with friends that were doing very, very, they were leading workshops with it and retreats. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to have these amazing spiritual experiences, which I did. But the thing is that when you play with these, you are opening portals that you have no idea that you're opening, right? And you're opening the doors to your fortress. And then all kinds of stuff enters. And even though my Sufi teacher did not approve of it, but I still wanted to play with it, and then I paid the price. So now I will never do it again. Lesson learned.
Absolutely. I totally understand what you're talking about and having done that now.
Yeah.
And so, this is what happens when this is how our entities come in as well. So say, for instance, somebody likes the drink, all right? So they get drunk to the surgeon, and they lose control. And that's where these things come in. And then, of course, usually if it's one that has lacked alcohol when they were alive, they'll just love this because then they'll make that person drink even more. So this is where the addictions come in. And just like you, as you say, you're opening your portals, and you don't even know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So just beware, folks out there, because this is real, right? It's real.
It really is. Exactly. And by the way, I did get back to my friends. I told them what had happened to me. They no longer offer these on retreats because they told me they had also had very similar experiences. They were at least conscious enough to not be attached to the money, because it was bringing in a lot of money for them. But they said, we don't do this anymore because we agree with you. This is very, very dangerous.
Brilliant.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
No.
All right, so I have a question from Lou. She said, hi, an ex-boyfriend came to visit for 2 weeks. He constantly had a dark cloud. Unfortunately, he left a dark cloud on the futon. I've done many house clearings. I've gotten most of the negative vibes out. Did I completely clear his negative vibes or not? Prior to the deep cleansing, a healer told me that he cast a spell on me to never find a partner, even though he himself didn't want to commit.
All right, so let's, I found Lou. And you are unmuted now.
Hi, thank you very much.
Hi.
Yes, okay.
So let's find out if this ex cast a spell on you.
Yes, I'm a different part of the house because I'm in a space that has no cell phone connection, like near the futon.
That's okay.
So I hope that's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm already... Oh, there is a lot of energies there that... Oh, you don't want to have in that place, all right? Let's have a look about... Let's have a look at the spell. Oh, jeez. I'm not picking up on the spell. All right? But I'm definitely picking up on the other stuff. So I'm just going to clear that out for you right now. Clear out the food, Don. Oh, jeez. And then, and we just clear the entities out of you as well. Oof. So tell me if you're feeling any different at all. Did she disappear, the realm?
Lou, nice to see her. That's interesting. That can happen sometimes. Yeah. Wow. She got knocked off of the call. Trickster.
Her futon's clear.
The futon's
the
clear. That is awesome.
Yeah, and the house is clear too. Yeah. But I never picked up anything
awesome.
On
awesome. Does she still need...
Yep.
Does she still need either package A or B?
I would definitely get package A because, I mean, honestly, around if it was me, I would get everybody that can buy package A to buy package A because the tools in this are just phenomenal, right?
You
can use them in anything and everything. Yeah. And the other thing is we talked
like,
to the other lady, Valerie asked about, you know, why do they keep coming back? And we explained why they keep coming back, and that's why you need that, especially that first one, the entity one, to keep clearing all the time. Okay?
Yes. Yeah, and the thing is, once you purchase it, you have it forever. You can use it whenever you feel the need. That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick another number, please.
I want to go to number 25, please. Oof.
Okay. 520 area code, you are unmuted. 520.
Oh, coming.
So cute. Who's this?
Oh, Lord. I think the phone's been taken someplace else.
All right, so I'm going to have to come back because we don't want to. Please make sure if you raise your hand to be close to the phone. So I'll come back to that one. 480 area code is next. You are unmuted.
I think that's me.
Yes, it is. What's your name, dear?
My name is Sherry. And,
hi, Sherry.
I have actually purchased from Virginia before as well. The reason why I think I may have an interference is because I only do it once. I feel like I've been on a spiritual path or something, and I've attracted many wonderful things, but I think that since my father's passing, that there's some stuck on me, and I actually do believe that there's some ancestral things affecting me.
I'm finding it very difficult to hear you.
Really? Can you hear me? I'm out of
That's better. That's better.
So I guess my question is I believe that I have ancestral interference that keeps me from doing what I need to do. I feel extremely depleted, and especially my father's death.
So number one, you have entities. You've got attachment, right? So let's just clear that right now. Oh, goodness me. Thank you. I'm just clearing up. Your house is not happy. I don't. Tell me if you felt any change in you, because I've just cleared out the attachments that were in you.
Well, I'm caring. I'm just hopeful.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm just very hopeful that I can make some changes.
No, Sherry, don't. You don't be hopeful, darling. You know. Do you understand? There's a big difference, right? Mm-hmm. When you're hopeful, that means you're doubting. That you're thinking, well, I'm full of hope for this, and maybe it won't work. Do you understand? When you switch that around and you become absolutely certain, you just know it in your mind, in your heart, then that's where the magic happens. Okay, Donna? Yeah, don't do the, I think I'm hopeful, no. Stay in the positive, sweetheart, okay? Because that's where the magic happens. And I would definitely get you to buy package A, okay? And if you can get a package with me too. Because I think this business with your dad dying, there's more to this than meets the eye. Okay? Not in a bad way.
Thank you.
But it just needs more clearing. Thank you so much. All the best, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Lots of love. Okay.
Thank
cool.
you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. I just found out we did sell out of the 20, but there were a lot of requests. People were getting upset. So Gretchen opened up a few more. Just make sure you get these now. Yeah, I know. We were going to get it cleared by you later. We just figured you're nice enough to let us because people were getting upset. So we just have a few more, but those are also going to sell out. I'm just letting you know these will probably sell out by the time the call has ended or maybe by the time replay goes out. So the very, first hour of that. So we had that other caller. Who was not there.
Number 25. Okay.
Yeah, but see, the numbers change. I don't know if it's still that same number 25.
No worries.
48. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 480.
Whichever. Yeah.
Oh, actually, we'll have to wait on that because Gretchen wanted to talk about her experience, apparently.
Oh.
She also had some experiences with you. Gretchen, are you there?
Thank you, Gretchen. I'm here. And as I listen, I'm like, oh, I have to speak. Because there's a lot of, the question about, why entities come back and those kind of things.
Yeah.
I've been using these MP3s for a while. I used to always get pain. I'd get headaches. And I'd reach out to Virginia and she'd be like, oh, you have an entity. And so that's what prompted. I'm like, you have to create something because it would go instantly. It would be gone instantly after Virginia.
Yeah.
In a minute, it would be gone. So that's how it always shows up for me or if I'm feeling a little bit off. But the thing is, I don't have to reach out to Virginia anymore because I have these tools. I have these MP3s that are on my computer. Anytime I'm feeling off or something isn't feeling right, a lot of times I'll have like my head's foggy. Like it just, something just is feeling off. And I play that MP3 and I'll play it on loop. And within a couple minutes, I'm feeling better. So I use it all the time. So when I say that it's a toolkit, it really is. You can have this in your pocket that you can use whenever you're feeling off or something isn't feeling right. So that's, I'm like, oh, Ariel, let me speak. I just have to say.
Now, Gretchen, many people don't know this, but you are quite good at energy work yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yet you're smart enough to have these tools nearby so that you can use them and not have to, you know, reach out and have to get a session then. So
exactly.
Very, very smart.
Exactly.
It's a lot more cost-effective than having a session.
It is, and it lasts. It's you know, evergreen. You have it forever. So
yeah.
that was what my whole thing was, is package A is just something that you can keep with you forever. So highly, highly recommend.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Yeah, and it has so much in it. I mean, if you think about it, it has so much in it. This is entity and implant clearing. So any kind of implant that's been placed on you deliberately, or any kind of entity attachment, all kinds of, and some people were asking that is Virginia talking about souls that have not yet transitioned, or what exactly is entity? All of those forms,
yes,
all of
everything.
Those entity forms are, yeah, we call it entity. So the jinns, the negative energies, the souls that haven't departed, whatever. It's all entities, alien energy. So, and then this, another MP3 house, fixture and fittings, land, building, car clearing. That's really awesome. Then pet clearing, astral field and disturbed sleep, past life and ancestral entity, MP3 clearing negative vortices, geopathic stress. Then you've got a 90-minute group call. You're going to get a recording of that, too. That's going to be a ton of energy work. Also, you're getting 90 days remote healing, targeting each person's need. And can you describe again how will you target each person's need and why 90 days?
Sure. I don't target them. It's the teams that do it. My team, in synchronicity with your teams, are the ones that know how to do this work. All right? I just set up the space, I'm there to hold it, and the rest is done by them, and then you just receive. That's all you need to do. Remember, everything is energy, and that's the beautiful part of it. Everything is energy, and that's why the magic of being able to heal somebody in Timbuktu or do some energy in New York for me. Time and distance make no difference. You know? So that's why. And 90 days, because it's a nice, it's 3 times 30. Which is a good stretch to be able to feel the effects of it.
Awesome.
Right?
Awesome. And then one triple heart clearing of entities meditation.
That's
also
meditation.
Included in this. So this is, that's all in this package A, which is fantastic. This by itself, like Virginia said, everybody needs this. Everybody needs this because, I mean, this is not over yet, as you guys know. We're not only did we go through the elections, but we also have the second wave of corona going on right now, which is scarier than before in most countries. And we don't even know yet the devastation that has been caused to the economies around the world.
No.
So much has changed and so much is going to continue to change. And is that going to be good or bad for us? Well, that just really depends on you. It's really, that's the only answer. It depends on you. How grounded are you? How ready are you to embrace change? How ready are you to just take the bull by the horns and make something wonderful out of this, even if it has been, you know, devastating in some parts of life? It happens, you know. I went through this too. It just happens. But doesn't mean that what is coming is actually not going to be far, far better than what we lost. And how do you do that? By staying very grounded, by making sure that it's your energy that you are feeling and that you take action from that place. It's not going to happen if you've got all this other stuff going on. I'll tell you what it feels like. We know about the importance of being able to listen to that clear but small silent voice inside, okay? We have to have that if we're going to be successful in life. But when you have all these negative thoughts and not negative thought forms, however they're
confusion.
Being generated, when they're going on, imagine that as a soft, gentle whisper in a room, and suddenly somebody turns on the knob and now you have loud voices that are also speaking at the same time. How are you going to hear that voice? You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. So that's what you're going to hear, whichever voice is the loudest. And that's not the voice to listen to.
So we got to get that knob turned down again. And that's literally what it feels like. Because when I went through this, this was last September and October. It literally felt like there were just people screaming in my head. And then when that was turned down, it was just silent. It was wonderful again. And it's mm-hmm. powerful. How it affects your life is incredible. I've talked about it in other calls, so I won't talk about it today. But
Iran, this is the thing, though. It's got to come from within you. Yeah, it's got to come. You've got to do the work so it comes from within. You can try all the outside extractions that you like, but it's not going to work. It's what you have already got within you, each and every one of you, to release that in a positive way that'll take you forward.
Right? Yeah. All right. So the number who was 25 actually was 520 area code, which is now number 27. So I'm unmuting you now, dear.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Well, hi, Virginia.
Hi.
And Emma. Hello.
Is that Emma?
No, it's Kathy.
No, Cindy. Oh, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
So, sorry about that. I thought you were
what
Cindy.
What was the rest of the number?
Apologize.
It's all right. What can we do for you? What do
it's
you find
okay.
it is?
Whatever is unmuted is the right one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering if you could clear my grandson of entities. He's just in eighth grade, and he's had like a complete personality change.
Ooh, la, la. Mm.
No longer into student school, talking about suicide, talking about killing people.
I can feel it, have you had this boy to get looked at in any way by, I don't know, doctors or someone? Do you have any help for him?
He lives in a different state than me, and
I've talked
with his dad about it, but, definitely what he needs. But I don't think he's got any help yet. My son said he was waiting for the school counselor to try and get him into a program.
It's so difficult when they're this age because they've got the hormones happening and they've got so many distractions. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and he plays those video games with the guns and everything, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a real spiral down energy, that one. Okay. He's clear now. And I'm just going to ask him to clear his... repair his auric shield. And he's got lots and lots of holes in and out of the shield. Oh. And just clearing out the negative thought forms. Oh, no, no, no. And all the according, because we caught each other as well. And if it's not a good cord, then, of course, it causes even more havoc. And unfortunately, when these children are on those games, they connect to each other on cyberspace. And they're all more or less in the same way of thinking. So they're connecting with each other this way. And there's a lot of cords to clear. Well, I'm hoping that, you get a positive feedback from his dad. Thank you very much for bringing that to their attention. To allow me to do that work, because I love doing this for the young ones. They just so desperately need it. They come in with a vibration that is different from what we had, and yet they're trying to work or to live or to be in the energy that we have all been bringing through the centuries, okay, which is starting to change now. And I think this catalyst of the COVID is changing a lot of that. It's bringing about a lot of change. So hopefully this will be changed for the better for the young people as they, find their way. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your bringing him to our attention. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Virginia. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Beautiful.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Awesome. All right. So you guys can see how much help you can get, even if somebody's not present with you, if it's a family member that really needs help, then, yeah, absolutely. So there's another 520 area code who says she was the one that was supposed to be on the call. Okay, let's see. This is the only other 520, and this is going to be our last caller for today.
Sure.
All right. Cindy, is this you? You're unmuted.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello. Okay, cool. Hi, we finally found our missing number 25. Here you are.
I thought I was the 25. How are you all?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am okay. I feel like I may have some negative entities attached to my home, and I was wondering if Virginia could point any of these out.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Just clearing that out now. Fixtures and fittings. Attics and basements. Hey, well, it's cleared now, honey.
Are you able to tell where they were coming from? A lot of times I feel like my husband is hearing.
No. I don't do that. I just know that it needs to be cleared, and I clear it. I don't do the finite thing of where's it come from, how it got there, who did it. Do you understand? It's not of any relevance. The relevance, is to get it cleared. That's all you need to do. Sorry, that's the way I work, sweetie. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Awesome. Have a wonderful
all
day.
All right.
Thank you.
You too.
Me too. I'm so glad that you were able to get the help that you so deserve. All right. Those of you that weren't picked, I'm sorry. And we still have a lot of people on the line, but, you know, I'm so sorry that we can't get to everybody. But those of you that sent their questions on the webcast, we will send them to Virginia. If you still have questions, you can send them in now because the webcast will be closed in about 2 minutes. So it will be closed. And then Gretchen will send all the questions to Virginia. And again, I want to remind you, everybody needs this. We all want to make sure that we have all the help that we can get right now. So make sure if you can get package A, or if you can get package B, which would be wonderful because you'll be in a private session with Virginia. And how long is that session? It
30
is
minutes.
30 minutes, one-on-one with Virginia. So you'll get all these clearings. As you guys can see, she can clear very, very fast. And she, before you finish speaking, she usually has your reading answer there already. So it goes very fast and a lot of stuff gets done. So make sure you get that. It is orderjoy2020.com/protection. Again, orderjoy2020.com/protection. Best of luck to all of you. Keep me posted. Let me know how you're doing. And Virginia, my dear, thank you. As always, I am just so honored, so grateful that you keep coming back and serving our community in such a beautiful, heartfelt way, wholeheartedly. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Iram, and thank you to your wonderful, beautiful tribe that you have out there. Because, you know, what the beautiful part is that as they have needs, so it helps me to grow as well. Everything is, as we know, is a win-win, all right? Everything. And because we are all one, when I'm helping them, this is like the ripple in the pond, and it goes out, and they help as well. That same energy, that vibration ripples out. So thank you so much. And as I said before in the beginning of the call, thank you to you, Iran, because you're the linchpin around which all of this comes about. And so grateful to you. Thank you. And Gretchen. And
thank
Lila.
You so much, always. Yes, of course. I FHTJ wouldn't be FHTJ without Gretchen and Lila. So I'm eternally grateful to them. And
lots of love to all of you guys, because FHTJ won't be FHTJ without you guys either. We all make it what it is today. So thank you so much for being you as well. Keep yourself grounded, protected, safe, and let's keep vibing up, because exciting times are about to come. It's just, I know it's hard right now, but it's really, really going to get amazing. So let's just keep our vibrations high. Lots of love to all of you guys. Take care for now. Bye-bye.